And he went about doing good, healing all, not some, all that was oppressed of the devil. And our text says, Philip, one of the seven deacons that was selected, was chosen and set in office. He went down to the city of Samaria. This was a mixed race of people. And he went down to the city of Samaria. These were mixed people. They weren't Jews and they weren't Gentile. They were mixed. And prior to that, Peter had his problem, and he went on the housetop to pray because they were getting food ready for him to eat, and the meal was not quite ready. So he fell into a trance. In a trance, there were let down a sheep. He saw all kind of animals, 4-foot beasts and all kinds. And in the vision, in the trance he was in, he heard a voice say, "Rise, Peter, slay and eat." Peter wouldn't do it. He said, "Not so, for I have never put anything in my mouth that is common or unclean." But when the vision was over, that came out of the trance, the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, "Three men are looking for you." And so he went down, and these were Gentile people. And to Peter, not comfortable with it, but he took them in and lodged them for the night and said, "There's a man want to see you, sent for you, Cornelius." Went with him. And when Peter arrived at Cornelius' house, Cornelius fell down at his feet. And Peter told him to stand up. "God has showed me. God has showed me. He's no respected person." And so evidently Philip got the same vision, same revelation. He went to the Samaritan people and he preached Christ unto them. And that's what I come to do, to preach Christ. Jesus Christ. Christ is not Jesus' last name. It is the anointing. It is the anointing. Jesus, the anointed one. Christ, the anointed one. Notice it never said how God anointed Jesus Christ. No, because Christ is the anointed. And he preached Christ unto them, and Philip did what? Worked miracles. And and unclean spirits depart. Those that were lame or had the palsy were healed, and that were lame were made whole. And that was what? Great joy in the city. Amen. Jesus Christ, the word tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ the same what? Yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus went about doing good, right? Teaching, preaching, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, right? Jesus said in John's Gospel, "The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do." I believe we're in the day where we're going to see, experience, and be involved in some of the most outstanding moves of God. I believe it's time that our faith level, our expectation, rise and let it soar higher than ever before. Because there are no impossibilities with God. And I believe it's time that the church take the limit off God and let God be God. Amen. Stop mixing our emotions, our thinking that's outside of God. Stop mixing that in with the word and reason it out. Stop allowing our thoughts or somebody else's thought rise above the thoughts of God or the word of God. Amen. I believe the Bible said casting down what? Imagination, everything, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We have the knowledge of God. We have knowledge that God is the miracle worker.